This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like Santa Claus, away to the night, right?
Where the, from the rooftop. Say away in a manger, yeah.
Away in the manger. Yes, this is Christmas, the Christmas season, definitely the most wonderful time of the year. Actually, didn't start in this country, started in Europe. It's supposedly the pagan holiday that the Catholics stole to celebrate the birth of Jesus, who actually was born in March. But it's not so much the birth of Jesus. It is something to be celebrated, obviously. It's something that started around the winter solstice, because, you know, last week was the first day of winter. Things are changing astrologically as well. So many things change at Christmas. For example, traditions. How have your traditions, we were talking about this earlier, the things that we got or what our expectations were. My expectations were very subtle, and so they were met. I didn't expect. I think as you get older, you don't get as much out of the excitement of Christmas. What I get out of Christmas is the energy of Christmas, the feeling of goodwill. People, even though yesterday, Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles, Carrie's in Washington. Victoria's off today because of the passing of her dog, so hold a good thought for her. A cute little dog, and she'd been with the dog for 17 years. They grew up together. So, anyway, back to Christmas in Los Angeles and the way people drive. I was at the intersection of Venice and Lincoln yesterday, and I was waiting for the light to change, and some guy pulled up beside me and just stopped. I wasn't paying much attention to him. Daisy and I were talking about the world and the state of affairs in the world. And the light changes, and I proceed to drive ahead, and the guy in front of me proceeds to pull in front of me. He wants to go. He's decided he's in the left-hand lane of a four-lane. Venice is four lanes at that point. So he's decided that he wants to go right on Lincoln. I'm in the third left-hand lane going straight. He's in the fourth one, and he wants to go right. So What do I do? I watch him. He pulls ahead and he puts his blinker on, so I see that and I decide I'm not going to do anything. And because of whatever I never use the horn. Never, ever, ever do I blow the horn. And so the people on the other side of me got onto the horn. I thought the guy that was on my right-hand side was going to plow into him just out of spite. It was one of those things that you see happen on the road all the time. Yeah. And it's Christmas. Hello. It's Christmas. Did nobody tell you it's Christmas? So let the person do something stupid. Come on. Get over it. Get over yourself. Good Lord. Anyway, so that's my reflection on something silly that happened yesterday. I hope you're reflecting on lots of great things, celebrating the magical moments that you have with your children as they open presents, and maybe you engage in some love that you have feelings for people in your family. I know I avoided some members of my extended family yesterday because I just didn't want to be. It's not my feelings for them are nil. So why expose yourself to it? You know, I didn't have to, even though I was invited. And I said, no, thanks. I'm going to do something else.
Son-in-law's house is what you're saying.
Well, I went to their house, but anyway. All right. So, Jennifer.
Yeah.
We have some proceedings in French. I know, going to the movies yesterday, I saw in one of the theaters that I went to, the movie was 1917, and the trailers that, you know, they put trailers together with the movie, that are supposed to be simpatico.
Yeah.
And there were four foreign language films that were in the trailer. I thought it was, I didn't, you know, get any of them, and I didn't, any of them look. There were five trailers they showed. Four of them were foreign language films, and one of them was for the new James Bond. Which one do you think?
I'll take the James Bond.
Which
I'm not
looks
fancy
like,
enough for a foreign language film.
No, but it looked like the James Bond movie would be. It was like, I was saying this earlier, I went to see Star Wars yesterday, and it was all these people it was exactly what you want to get out of a star. Anybody who's tried to talk you out of going to see the Star Wars because it's missing something, who knows what it's missing. It isn't missing, wasn't missing anything as far as I was concerned. I thought it delivered exactly, and it kind of wrapped up the story, which is what it's supposed to do in a manner of speaking, around Daisy Ridley's character of Dan.
Spoiler alert.
Ray.
Ray, that's right, yeah. No, spoiler.
I know, Jen, I'm sitting here like about to jump in, like to bleep anything he's going to say. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Bleep anything. No, I mustn't. It is a very good Star Wars movie. What I get the biggest kick about is that whatever J.J. Abrams does, he always brings Greg Grunberg into it. Grunberg and I traveled to Israel a number of years ago, and we became friendly. And I just get a kick out of seeing Grunberg. And I said, I was sitting next to somebody, and he came on the screen, and I said to myself, Grunberg. And lady next to me looks at me, and I said, I just know him. And that was it. But it was just so funny how he puts him into all of these movies, and he always kind of shows up. Anyway, I don't think it's a surprise that Princess Leia dies in the movie, right?
Ah!
What?
I think she's already dead, isn't she?
Well, she's been dead for 2 years, but
right.
They managed to somehow find some clips of things that weren't used in the past Star Wars. It was clever how they did it, frankly. I thought they did a good job. Harrison Ford is back, but he doesn't get any credit. He's not in the credits. I don't understand that. But everybody that you wanted to see as it wrapped up, you saw. And I just thought it was a good movie. So why did I get off onto that?
Do you want to talk about my story today? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what's the story?
Well, you know, this was one of the biggest stories of the year, but I think we forgot that it happened back in April of last year, the fire at Notre Dame in Paris. This was the first Christmas Eve this year that in years
200 years. 200.
Yeah, since the French Revolution, since there wasn't a midnight mass on Christmas Eve. So kind of sad. I think, noteworthy. But what is also noteworthy is that the rector for the cathedral told the Associated Press today that there's a 50% chance that Notre Dame may be saved, and there's a 50% chance that it may be a total loss. Here's what's happening. I think many people thought with all those donations that it was a done deal, that this thing would be saved. But unfortunately, because of the way the architecture has been destroyed, there's a 50% chance of the scaffolding that's up right now for this phase of the cleanup part of, you know, the recovery efforts, basically, there's a 50% chance of the scaffolding falling onto the 3 volts that it's standing on. The building is very fragile. They say that everything right now that's happening is like everybody's on pins and needles because they don't want to ruin the cathedral, and everything is just, it has to be done just so. Restoration on the cathedral won't start until 2021. So everything that they're doing right now is to kind of clean up and then remove the scaffolding that was up there during the fire. That has to be done to make the building safe. So in 2021, according to the rector, that's when the actual restoration of the cathedral will start. Once the scaffolding is removed, they'll need to assess the actual state of the cathedral, the quantity of the stones to be removed, what needs to be replaced. So 3 years will be required once it gets started. So this thing will probably not be replaced, if everything goes according to plan, until 2025.
Because it's such a Catholic memorial, were there attempts made in local Catholic churches to raise money to help Notre Dame?
I think so, yeah, absolutely. There were a lot of different individual GoFundMes. I think the church in general was trying to help with the recovery efforts. But remember, President Macron had said that he wanted to get it done by 2024 when Paris holds the Olympics, and they're saying that that's going to be a really tight push.
So why isn't the Vatican sitting on $5 billion worth of treasures in the cellar, Why don't they just write a check to fix Notre Dame?
Well, I don't think it's the money that's the issue. It's that everything is so, it's just so hard that they're having to do things step by step. Because remember, the building was already being restored when the fire broke out. And so that scaffolding that was up there needs to be removed without destroying anything else. So it's still, as much as I think we've kind of pushed it out of our mind, it seems like it's still a pretty tense effort to try to.
Well, Christmas was a good way for us to come back around and understand what's going on. It was a very strong tradition in France to have Christmas. It meant a lot to the French.
Whether you're religious or not, it's such a beautiful cathedral. If you've ever been to Paris, it's amazing. When you walk inside, it's breathtaking.
Yeah, it certainly is. I remember having Megan and I had lunch right next to, there was a little sandwich shop right next to Notre Dame, and we'd gone into the cathedral and we're walking along the river, and we decided we were going to go in and have a sandwich. So, intelligently, I kept quiet. Because Megan speaks very good French. She went in and ordered and everything. It's very clear if you go any of those places, anywhere in Paris, they don't like Americans for whatever the reason. First person that speaks English gets shown the door, pretty much. And Megan's been there enough times to know that you need to order and engage the waiters or the people and the staff.
You would just at least need to try to speak French. You have to try, and once you try, then they're okay with it.
They like that. Yeah, they are. Okay, that's a good point. The other places in Europe where Christmas really started, the tradition of Christmas started in Germany with St. Nicholas Day, other than, you know, we were talking earlier about how the Christians sort of, or the Catholics, they grabbed a pagan holiday December 25th around the winter solstice, and so that tradition began there. I think St. Nicholas, though, that tradition of Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, started in Germany, France, those places, and it started with the children putting out their shoes in the hopes that St. Nicholas would fill them with presents. Did you know that? That's where
I did
St.
know
Nicholas?
That. You
did
actually. Know. Actually,
yep. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'd forgotten about it though.
Yeah. Well, it's just it's kind of cool. Christmas is celebrated in so many different ways around the world. It just is, though, energetically, I think, the most fabulous time of the year, and I hope that you're enjoying it. Hope you're not a person who's worrying about money and how to pay the bills and what to do with all the things that you got, and you don't know what to do with. All of those things are secondary. The profound impact of Christmas for me and hopefully for you is how it makes you feel. How does it make you feel? Do you feel good about what's happened? And I'm hoping that you're in the column that says, yes, check that column off, please. Here's another column to check what you're doing about your weight now that you're full-fledged. It seems like I just started talking about this, but it was actually 2 months ago, before we got into Thanksgiving, when I started talking about Calitrin and how to take a good defensive position on weight gain.
Well, and if you order it now, you know you're going to, when everybody starts their New Year's diet, this is perfect, right?
Yeah. Well, then, if you haven't done it yet, it is. It's perfect. This is something that applies to fat cell technology. It targets the fat cells with the main ingredient. Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen, which is the protein that does attack fat. You have a lot of it in your body when you're younger. You lose it as you get older. This sort of jump starts it, and that's why this is the weight loss formula that works for everybody who tries it, guaranteed, or your money back. Get on the program. Go to Calitrin.com. Order this product. It's really functionally. I love it because all you have to do is take four pills before you go to bed, four capsules, and that's it. It goes right to work. There's nothing more important than your health. Trust your body. And heal your body. Even, you know, weight's not a great thing for your body. You want to lose it. You go to Calitrin.com. You get on the country's number one all-natural choice for weight loss. Use the DJV code, and you'll not only get 3 free months, so you're going to have a 6-month program. It takes one bottle a month to get into the program and to lose the weight. That's what you do. 3 to 4 a night before you go to bed. Get them at Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. Free shipping as well. Calitrin.com. Lose the weight now and keep it off.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's time for Throwback Thursday, Thursday, December 26th on the DJV program. Every hour of the program, we have 4 or 5, 6 minutes devoted to music. And on Thursdays, during this portion of the program, Jennifer, we present the top five songs from a particular week in music history. This is a list of the top five from this week in 1973. When the Doug Stewart,
we call it Doug Unleashed. It's when we allow them to sing. Yeah.
Wow. This is, I was a jock until 74 when I started doing talk. And this week, this was a fun week in pop music. At number five was the great Barry White, who started as an instrumentalist and put together a group. They called themselves the Love Unlimited Orchestra. And he was always up in front of the, crowd, sweating and groaning. And that's where this song comes from. Never, never gonna give you up. Barry White, crank it up, Kara, will you? Women love this. Oh, the reason.
For someone just like you.
All right. Next on the list, number four, belongs to Brownsville Station. It's a song called Smokin' in the Boys' Room.
That's a fun one.
Nope, I remember all the trouble boys used to get into in the Boys' Room, smoking away when they were in high school. But this, and this is this song so typified what was going on in most of the high schools around the country. Smoking in the Boys' Room. Let me get the chorus line one more time. Here.
Smoking in the Boys' Room. Yeah. Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Elton John had one of his biggest hits to date. This week, 1973, number three was Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Remember this, Jennifer?
I loved it.
Very
Elton John in concert was absolutely amazing.
You know what? I was stirred. I haven't seen him in... Yes, I did. I did see him once in Vegas. That's right, too.
That's where I saw him, and it was so good.
Yeah, it was good. So number two song this week, well, he's a guy I have renewed respect for pretty much a straight-laced guy. Got a band, and they still go around the country. I watched the concert where he was in Austin City Limits on the plane, and I'd never really seen him before, and I found myself wanting to go to one of his concerts. It's Steve Miller with the number two song this week in 1973 when he was just getting started, called The Joker. He's a very good guitarist. But he looks like such a straight-laced guy. He didn't look like a lot of the rockers that were cut, you know, from the same sort of strain. The cutest thing that I ever did see. I really love your beaches, want to shake your tree. Lovey-dovey. That's Steve Miller. Here's somebody, Kara's favorite singer, I think, at least when they're listening to her, when we play anything with Jim Croce.
He's not actually my favorite singer, but it is a little depressing. I can understand why people don't love it, but I like it.
Yeah, Time in a Bottle, number one for 2 weeks in a row.
High frequency repeat in the Schilling House.
Yeah, high frequency repeat on a lot of the stages that play older music. Time in a Bottle. Great guy. Died on the Long Island Expressway in a crash, if I'm not mistaken. Remember that. Those are the top five songs this week in 1973, folks. 28 after the hour. Again, I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800 off an additional $10.08-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
A focus on losing weight is Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, DJB code, and you get free shipping, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural, that is actually built around collagen protein, which is a very important ingredient to our health and well-being. Who discovered that? How did that come about?
Well, our founders and owners were nurses, so they were wanting something that would help people lose weight safely. You don't really need to be taking drugs and stimulants, especially if you have underlying health conditions going on. So they developed Calitrin. So if you've been listening to this for a while, you know this just comes around a few times a year, but it's unlimited, buy three, get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A moderate Republican in the U.S. Senate says she's found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. McConnell has said that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up a trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says,
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Murkowski saying she's willing to take criticism from her party for being impartial during an impeachment hearing. Israel retaliates. Rockets were fired into Israel earlier today, and now, hours later, Israel has launched a series of strikes against Hamas in Gaza. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Thursday, December 26th edition of the DJV program. And I should say, as this will be archived and archivally it'll go down, I should say December 26th, 2019, so that I'm not confused with December 26th, 2018 or December 26th, 2020, when we'll be here turning our attention to you and what you're doing now that Christmas is over. Are you a winter holiday person? Do you like to go skiing? Do you like to go skating? Do you like to stay home in front of the fire? I think winter allows people, for me anyway, it allows me to sort of slow down a bit or to change my focus. I don't know if I'm doing things any more slowly than I normally do, but I'm in a different venue, California, for the next few months. And I use that time to plan for the future. At least I have. Over the, 1993, I think, when I started working, when I started working at KBC, it was 1993. So, 3 years there, and that's the first winter that I spent here in California, and I've been here every year except for last year.
We trapped you.
Yes, you did. Well, listen, in the depths of winter back in New England, I'm happy to be here. You know, remember when what I remember, though, most about being home most of the winter was what happened in late February when there was a little bit of snow. We had some warm weather, and the flowers, what comes out of the ground first, those little the tulips or dahlias or whatever they are, you know what I mean, when they
Daffodils.
Daffodils, that's it.
Right, irises, daffodils. And yeah. Then the tulips usually come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, folks, for those of you who don't like the bad weather, just around the corner. Before you know it, you'll be seeing this. As a matter of fact, one of the great things I love about being in California is when whatever it begins with an F. I forget what those little flowers, but the aroma is so spring-like. And it comes usually sometime in January, end of January, 1st of February. Forsythia? Is that right?
Forsythia?
Right. Ah, I have your
say it good. Again?
Forsythia. Isn't that what I smell in the... in? Well, maybe so. Not.
Are you talking about hyacinth?
I don't know. I just know that there's describe. Something... It's just, what, describe the way it smells?
Yeah.
Is a floral fruitiness to it. That I kind of like, if that makes any sense. It's just a wonder. But anyway, it makes for a strong bond with nature, and that's kind of what, you know, that's where we are here. Let's face it. We know that with the coming of the first of the year, you get to Valentine's Day pretty quickly, and then it's not, you know, I don't want you to wish your life away, because, again, getting back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, some people just love going into the mountains. Even here in Southern California, you can be up in Big Bear in an hour and a half and go skiing. And I guess there's quite a bit of snow up there, isn't there, already this year?
Already, tons, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of snow. So, anyway, enjoy and have some fun. Just get your mind off of the normal routine. I think that's what Christmas is all about. And then we spoil all of that by telling you things like what the Pentagon has warned military personnel
great
about.
Great,
huh? Right.
Great. Happy New Year. Now to the Pentagon.
Right. Deadline, the Pentagon, Washington, advising military personnel not to use take-home DNA kits because of security concerns. I found this to be rather strange.
Yeah, I've done the 23andMe, and I don't think about it though. After I did it, and go, okay, now you've just registered your DNA with somebody. This is great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We give up so much for that more information. For technology. I know.
Every
look at what we
year.
Give up for our phones.
Yeah. So according to this memo that a number of news outlets got over the last couple of days, Jennifer, there is increased concern in the scientific community that outside parties are exploiting the use of genetic material for questionable purposes, including mass surveillance and the ability to track individuals without their authorization or their awareness. That's why I got 23andMe. I took the test, and then they kept sending me emails. Do this. And I just opted, no, it's none of your damn business. Get out of my life. And so I would say that those who want to do this, I'd say I wouldn't do it. If the choice were to be made again, I wouldn't do it. I don't trust them. I don't trust any of these outfits. And I don't trust Google. I don't trust Facebook. I mean, I use Facebook. Google, I don't trust a lot. I just don't think those guys are trustworthy, frankly, at all. They'll do anything for a buck. Anything. Anyway.
Look at the difference. And by the way, if you don't believe that about Google, Google something. Google something political, actually.
Right.
And then take it
later.
Over to Bing or, you know, someplace else, and you'll see how the difference in search results. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
And Google shapes our whole life. Everybody believes everything that Google says.
Yeah, baloney. Anyway, this memo cites concerns the tests provide health information, varying levels of validity. Apparently, they're not. The Food and Drug Administration hasn't really certified that they are okay, and I don't put a lot of faith in the Food and Drug Administration anyway. I want to put faith in myself and common sense. So anyway, the memo asked the military personnel not to use the kits. In response to this memo, 23andMe said it takes the utmost effort to protect consumer privacy. What garbage? Get lost. Ancestry.com says it doesn't share the collected data with insurance companies or employees. 23andMe wouldn't say that. They wouldn't say that they didn't share it with insurance companies or employers. So that means you can't trust them. That's basically what it means, right? Bottom line?
Pretty scary.
Yep. Story of a 29-year-old woman who apparently is still missing. Kara, did you see this? She was seen leaving an Alabama bar on Christmas Eve with two strangers. And then police said that that she apparently said something, or she sent a text to somebody, "I'm with two people, I feel I'm in trouble." Birmingham, Alabama. The lady's mother posted on Facebook that her bank account hadn't been accessed. Her phone was going directly to voicemail. So please, I don't think there's been anything since then on this woman. But what it does is underscore for ladies that are Jennifer's age, Kara's age.
Why did they do that, though?
Why would you leave a bar with anybody you didn't know?
Yeah, I mean,
don't get that.
Yeah, to message a friend and say, I don't know who I'm with, so if I call, please answer. I feel like I'm in trouble. Unless someone threatened you, you know, with a knife or a gun or something and basically kidnapped you and forced you into their car, don't ever do that.
Where are your friends? Carrie, you know this. Like, I've never gone, and maybe this is being judgy, but I've never gone to a bar by myself. I wouldn't go to a bar by myself. Even at my age and given where I am in life, I wouldn't go to a bar by myself. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes me sad that as
your
a woman, you can't.
You.
But, I've been to restaurants. I've probably been to a bar at some point by myself. I don't know if it was
at night.
Yeah, I guess
like a hotel bar.
But I would never go and get drunk or drunk enough to the point where I would leave with.
Rides to caroling and everything in between, Lands' Inn embodies the goodness of the holidays while combining the functionality of essential seasonal clothing. Since 1963, Lands' Inn has designed and manufactured products to last season after season. Staying warm this winter is a breeze with Lands' Inn outerwear. Field tested in Wisconsin, Lands' Inn knows a thing or two about spreading the warmth. With fun fair isle sweaters, cozy fleece pullovers, and all your favorite home items, they're your one-stop shop for all things holiday. Order any non-monogrammed items by December 19th on LandsIn.com for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Again, visit LandsIn.com for those special last-minute holiday gifts. I'm Zoe Richards reporting.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just can't. Not say enough about
Calitrin. Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 at the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Focus now on what happened in California. This could have happened anywhere. This has gotten national attention. It deserves national attention. What happened in California with these wildfires and the cause for most of them unconscionable. So there is a group that has been put together run by Sean Kemmelin, who is the chief of the Insurance Information Institute. The situation with cars and homes and businesses. This wildfire last year caused claims of about $13 billion to be paid out. And then the year before that was $12 billion. And then PG&E is supposed to pay out another $13, I think. And so under the circumstances, is there a bright side, Sean, as we look at this? Is there a bright side to this horror that so many of these families have had to live with?
Yeah, thank you, and thank you, Doug, for having me this morning. And on behalf of the Insurance Information Institute, who we've been around for 60 years, and making sure people understand how insurance can help them and make them more resilient. But we are in an unfortunate situation, and we're seeing the trends that we've got more Californians who are living and building in wildfire-prone areas. And as a result, where they're living and building is riskier, the costs of insurance will be higher. And sometimes
it's the same thing that applies, isn't it, Sean? It's the same thing that applies to people who decide they want to have a beach home, right? The hurricane areas of Florida, especially, and in the Gulf of Mexico, that insurance, those rates have got to be sky high because people choose to go to vulnerable areas, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's where we're living more and more. We're living in riskier areas. And when you have a higher risk, then it's going to be a higher cost to insure that risk. And sometimes that's a situation that a customer doesn't want to hear. But it's an unfortunate truth that when we're living in riskier areas, we have to understand that, you know, unless we're willing to take methods to make ourselves more resilient, make our homes more resilient, make where we're living more resilient, the cost of the risk is going to be much higher.
Yeah. So in terms of people who are getting increased premiums, or are there people that are getting non-renewal notices, what would be the cause? Is it just because they're choosing to stay there? Are there some places you just can't get insurance at all?
No, I mean, we have members that support the Insurance Information Institute. Some, you have to look at it as an insurer based on their size and scope. But what they do as well is they need to diversify their own risk. And when they have too much risk in a certain area, in particular, in this case, we're talking about property risk in wildfire-prone areas, there will be some that reluctantly need to issue what we call a non-renewal notice. Now, we also have members that are not issuing these non-renewal notices based on their own risk profile, and they're willing to take on the customers. But again, the risk and the cost of that risk will be higher because the trends are just there, right? 15 of the top 20 wildfires in the state of California in terms of cost happened since 2003, and nearly half of that 15 happened in 2017 and 2018. So these are trends that the insurance industry can't ignore, and so we've got to make sure that we're there to pay these claims and keep the promises, and so oftentimes that means they have to diversify their own risk.
So what do you do about the obvious causes for this? If you're going to not have to pay out, don't you want to work on the side of people trying to get PG&E, for example, to clean up their act and clean up the foliage and make sure that their lines are properly maintained? All that stuff affects the cost of insurance because their neglect is really what caused the fire.
Well, yeah, I would argue that there's a risk there that's spread across several factors, and it's hard to really pinpoint where these risks are operating. Obviously, we've seen and understand a cause of some of the particular wildfires, but at the same time, again, we've got more Californians living in these wildfire-prone areas, and we're continuing to build in these areas. So we need to take into account for this and where we're living and where we're building, and making sure that we're putting forth methods that will allow us to be more resilient in these areas, because many wildfires happen in this country and don't destroy any property. In these cases that we're talking about, it's because residents are living there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think there's a couple of different sizes. It's kind of a complex issue, but it's good to know that you're there as a resource. What's the website people can go to look at?
Sure, it's iii.org. Again, for 60 years, we're helping people understand the benefits of insurance and how to protect themselves.
Sean Kevlin here on the DJV Show.
Sprinter, the holidays are a time for giving.
Hey, Paul, I got you something.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Music a lot as they move on. 9 Star Wars movies, the genius of John Williams, and how that music, more than anything else, I think, captured the spirit of what Star Wars is all about. The magnificence of that sound, that orchestral sound, chucker, it really brings you. And then it slows down as you look at the intros to the movies, as this thing, you know, the story unfolds on the screen, and then the movie sort of calms down into the first scene, and the music calms down into the first scenes. It's really fabulously well done, and I hope that they continue that music in whatever they decide to do, because you know as well as I do, there has to be more Star Wars. In some way.
You know, what is interesting here is the movie opens tonight. I'm going to go see it tonight at 7 p.m. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in, and the reviews dropped yesterday, and it's interesting how the social media really tries to hammer anything negative to hear about this franchise.
Them.
It's like 60% positive Rotten Tomatoes. Some people have a split reaction to this. Some, for the simple reason, the last installment in this franchise, which is the last Jedi, we polarized the fan base. And this installment evidently tries to make up for that to some extent. Some people really dig this movie. Some people have a split reaction to it. I guess the old saying is you got to judge it for yourself. I like the first installment in this new franchise very much. Force Awakens, and it was directed by J.J. Abrams, who did the TV show Lost. He directed this installment, so I expect to like this one. Having said that, there is a little bit of Star Wars fatigue. I think that is a reality. The last one had an opening weekend of like $225 million. This one's projected to have an opening weekend here domestically of about $160. So there are some people who are Star Wars out to a point. But having said that, going forward, assuming Disney's going to plan a whole slew of Star Wars movies going forward. How they do it in what format, I guess we'll see how that plays out.
Is J.J. Abrams an integral part of this going forward? Do you think he's one of our most successful?
Don't know. I mean, I'm sure they would like him to be, because in terms of you know, a guy who knows what he's doing and from a creative standpoint, I think it would be a good choice. But I'm sure they'll take pitches from different directors and see where it goes and who has the best
ideas,
vision. Yeah. But I guess, and I said this before on the spot. I think the problem some of the core fans have is they really did want to see Han Solo, which is Harrison Ford, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, and Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, be involved in the same scene in one plot line, and they didn't go in that direction. So they're trying to, figure a way to satisfy the fan base after that reaction. So, I get that point why some people might be discouraged where they didn't do that, but that's the way it played out.
Well, remember when she died, when coming back from filming the last bits and pieces of the last movie, they kept some of the stuff.
Right, right.
And that's what they used in this film because, you know, when she got off the plane, she died.
I know that.
Sort of the end. It was the last scene, and kind of the end of her life, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. I know, which is a bummer.
Yeah, right. It is.
But I just want to point out. I did get a chance to see Richard Jewell, Clint Eastwood's new film that he directed. And I got to say, this is a good story to tell. I know, evidently, they changed some of the factual plot points in the film, but you know, when you see a movie based on a true story, that's not the first time they do stuff like this. I mean, when you see Bohemian Rhapsody, it's not all factually changed events in order. I did like this film very much. I thought the performances, this guy, Paul Walter Hauser, Doug, who was in the movie I, Tonya, I thought was tremendously good as Richard Jewell. He certainly deserves an Oscar nomination. And I think it's a lot of fun watching an actor who doesn't look like Brad Pitt do something really, really good on screen. No, he's really good in this film.
He looks like Richard Jewell.
He does. He looks like Richard Jewell. He's just really, really good in this movie, and he holds the film completely together from beginning to end. And Sam Rockwell, who won an Oscar for Three Billboards, he's Oscar-worthy.
He's
again.
In everything.
He's fantastic.
He's in
chemistry.
Everything these days. Yeah,
with
he's
Paul Walterhouse is fantastic. Kathy Bates is really good. Yeah. Olivia Wilde, John Hamm. This is a really good cast. It's a good, compelling story. I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10. I think would like this movie very much.
I will
very,
like it. I'll see it.
Much.
Yeah. I'll see it. Yeah. I may let Star Wars play out for a few days before you fight to get a
One other bit of news. The new movie Cats getting really bad reviews, just 18% positive Rotten Tomatoes. They finished production, post-production Sunday, so we'll see where that goes in terms of how many
movie comes out this week. Wow.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.